Good morning. Now, Magic is once again cool, with the likes of Dynamo playing loads of nights in the Three Arena in March, and shows like Britain's Got Talent encouraging young magicians to get out there and show their magic skills. Yeah, it is cool again. Irish magician and cool guy Colm Dawson joins us in the studio this morning to talk about the resurgence of magic and why he's trying to get kids into performing it and not just watching it. Welcome to the show, Colm.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, everybody.
I was just going to say, do you need to have a flair for it? Like, is it a talent or is it something that you can just pick up and learn?
You can definitely learn magic, but it certainly helps if you have a personality.
Okay.
So if you've got somebody at home that has some personality and you think they could be good at magic, send them to me.
Because you can do the magic, but if you don't have the personality, I suppose it can be a bit flat.
Yes.
Because I was talking before, Colm, you were saying like a lot of it can be about the script and the show. I mean, a lot of the big shows have to be scripted.
It is about the script. Even if you look, Dynamo is the big thing at the moment, and that's what all kids love. Everybody loves Dynamo at the moment. He's the big name. He's going to be here in the Three Arena in March. So everybody loves Dynamo. But the script is what it's all about. You know, David Blaine is a man who doesn't use much script, but he gets a great effect, you know, and sometimes less is more with magic.
And with Dynamo, I suppose, if he's doing a massive, like an arena tour, he's used to doing street magic, really, isn't he? So it's a whole different...
Yeah, it's a different thing. He's been on a big learning curve the last little while. You know, he's been on the Late Late Show, and he's learned his act to do live magic, and live magic is more difficult than TV magic, because obviously you can cut and you're in a frame as such on TV. So in live, right in front of people, is where magic is at. That's where the good stuff is.
Mm-hmm. And is magic cool again?
Magic certainly is cool
again.
Always
been cool.
Paul Daniels, yes. Hello.
Paul
cool.
Daniels. Paul Daniels plays Nace very soon.
Newbridge.
Is what?
It? Newbridge. It's Nace. It's actually Nace.
Is it Nace?
Yes. Have a look. Paul Daniels is going to be here very soon. For people of our generation, maybe, Keith.
Yeah.
And Bernard. Not Jen, though.
No, thank you.
Everybody loves Paul Daniels.
But, like, say, for instance, now, break it down for me, because, like, people come up to me and they go, I saw such a person, comedian, and that's our comedy for the year. And I'd be saying, well, it's massively different amounts of strands of comedy. And I presume there isn't magic as
well. Absolutely, yeah. There's a lot of mentalists around now. So Dynamo would be your mentalist. Keith Barry is our own best mentalist around.
Right.
You would have Darren Brown. He would be probably considered a top mentalist in the
UK. What do you mean by mentalist? It's not that fella that drinks a load of lemonades on a Saturday night out. Like, I would consider him a mentalist.
My wife calls me a mentalist at times. So that's probably the guy you're thinking of. But the mentalism is really a stream of magic where people would use predictions and mind reading and drawing duplications and stuff like that. So that's what mentalism is. Magic is really what it comes down to. That's what it is. So magic can be anything from levitations, penetrations, you name it.
Okay. Magic.
That's magic we're talking about.
Can I ask you a quick question about the levitations?
Yeah.
Because I only see them on telly.
Yeah.
Is that a camera stunt?
No, that can be done live.
Bernard.
You come to my theatre shows, Bernard.
Really?
It's magic.
We'll make you levitate.
So is it smoke and mirrors then?
There's always a bit of smoke and mirrors involved in magic.
Okay.
But I think people know, you know, you're there to be...
Yeah. Because I firmly believe it when I see a trick.
Yeah.
And even though I'm an adult.
Yes.
I can never figure them out, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I love about magic. I don't always go.
You don't need to know the answer.
I don't need to know the answer, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people like that. I have friends that have seen me do magic for over 20 years and they don't want to know the answer.
They just want to enjoy the illusion of
the magic.
Yeah.
So that's, for some people, that's
ignorance
what
ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it? And some people, technically minded people, always want to know how's it done.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We still can make them enter.
Do you ever give away your secrets?
I do, and I will do it at my magic school over Easter camp.
Yeah,
this Easter from the 21st of March.
My son got a magic set for Christmas. I'd love to, but it's in Dublin. But tell us what it is anyway. Tell us exactly what the course is.
The course is, and we did it last year in the Smock Alley Theatre, and we're just going to confirm details up today for Easter from 21st of March. But it's a magic school where kids can come along from the age of 6 up to 15, 16 and learn magic. We will have it that the younger kids learn the more entertaining, colourful tricks, and teenagers, they want to learn the Dynamo stuff.
You know, wow, so it's a proper...
So it's for everybody.
Is it a week-long thing?
It's a week-long, yeah, from Monday to Friday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock every day. So it will be in Dublin City Centre.
Even if your child isn't into magic, you just want to get rid of them.
Exactly.
It's kind of I have a magic trip where I'm going to go shopping for the day.
We're just going to leave you in here to Colin Dawson for the day, and we'll be back at 4 o'clock.
I'm going to make the
and that's
kids
fine
disappear.
By me, too. That's fine by me, too. So we have a couple of other magicians that will come in and help. We have people who would help with scripting as well. Like, so there's some comedians there in the background. We also do balloon modelling with the kids as well, because everybody loves a little balloon dog. So we go from the basic stuff right up to the mentalism, right up from...
What is your favourite magic trick of all time?
My favourite magic trick of all time is probably the one where you make a prediction and you leave a box in a studio with some radio people, and then when you talk to them, you reveal what's been inside that box that's been sitting in front of them for the last while.
I like that.
Will we try that now?
Yes.
Okay. So in front of Jen, there's a box. It's sealed. It happens to be a deck of cards. Okay.
Okay.
But we're going to see, I know yous are a great team, the three of you work together every day, but I want to see how in tune you are with each other.
Really in tune.
I think you are really in tune.
Really, yeah.
So, if you think about a deck of cards,
at the same time in the month and everything, just
all three together.
So, if you think about a deck of cards, you have two different colours in the suit. So, we've four suits, and we've two different colours to the suits. There's a black suit, and there are the red suits. Okay, so I'm going to get Jen to tell us what is her favourite suit from all of the cards. So, you've got spades, diamonds, hearts, and clubs.
Clubs.
Hmm. Okay, right.
I knew you were going to say clubs.
No.
Magic. Ta-da!
So, clubs is what you're thinking of. Now, I've put a card in there earlier on today and I've turned it the wrong way around, okay? So, Jen thinks it might be a club. Keith, you've got low cards and high cards.
Do you think high or low? I pick high.
You pick high?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Bernard,
this is where you come in.
Right.
So you've got picture cards and you've got numbers down from the high. We would consider high cards from eight up. Would you say an odd or even card?
I would say I'm really bad at maths and I forget what our odd number is. I would say seven.
You'd say seven?
Yeah.
Well, that's about right. It's about halfway. It's halfway in the pack.
All right, okay.
That's halfway in the pack. That is bang halfway in the pack.
Okay.
So you think clubs, you're thinking the hot. The kind of high, so we're midway. So seven is a midway point in the deck. Okay, there's 13 in the suit, so seven is a midway point in the deck.
Is it 13 in the suit?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
There's ace up to 10, and then we've got the jack, queen, king.
Okay.
So seven of clubs.
Well, I was thinking the jack of clubs.
You're ruining it.
What?
Were you really thinking the jack of clubs?
I was just thinking the minute you came in, I went, he's going to ask a card, and I went, the jack of clubs.
That's mad.
Why? Don't tell me.
That's mad. Because sublimely, in the whole conversation we've been having, I've been trying to influence you to think of that card. Yeah, if we look in the pack, look, if I open up this pack.
Which
Jack
is sealed.
Of clubs.
Sealed, yeah.
Which is sealed. Jack of clubs.
Yeah.
You won't believe this.
I hope it is.
There's one card going the wrong way in here.
No, it's not going to be. Because actually, Bernard will faint probably then.
One card is going the wrong way in this pack. Have a look.
Oh yeah, that one there.
Yeah.
What is
that
it?
One there popping up out of it. Take it out, Jen. What is that card?
Jack of clubs.
The Jack of clubs. Hey.
So does that mean because Bernard has a tiny little mind, he gets more influence?
He's highly susceptible to being influenced.
But Jennifer
and probably
said
by
clubs.
You every day, Jen.
But you said clubs, and then wow.
Yeah.
But even before he came in, like when he came in and he took out the deck of cards, I went Jack clubs.
Wow. That's good.
That is good.
Is it
his t-shirt that has a jack of clubs on
it? I don't know.
He doesn't have a t-shirt.
I love
Are you
jack
going to reveal?
That's funny. You can see it was so cold this morning, I put on two t-shirts. So I have my black t-shirt over this one.
You do.
Well, we'll come to that in a minute.
So is it stuff like that makes me do it?
Yeah. Subliminally, sometimes people read things from people, but you read jack of clubs, so that's pretty good. Pretty good.
Give us one more.
Do we have to go to a tune?
No, we'll do one more.
Okay, Jen, I was told I could borrow a ring from you.
Yep.
Fantastic. It was the most expensive
that
one you got.
That came off easy.
That was...
How dare you.
Okay, so I can tell this is very expensive.
Yep.
Here we go. I'm going to look after it for you. Now, how long have you got this, Jen? I'm going to look after it here. How long have you got it?
Exactly, how long am I married?
A year-ish.
Yeah. Okay. Now, was it wrapped when you got it?
Yeah. It was in a box.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've wrapped it again for you. Open up your hand.
Is it a bigger diamond? Oh, he stole my ring. I don't like this trick.
Disappeared.
Now, that's pretty good.
I've had her wallet in front of you the whole time. Sitting right here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm nervous now.
Did you notice anything move across to the wallet?
No.
If you look here, look. Look at this wallet. Just reach inside. Inside this wallet, if I open a little flap here, inside this wallet is...
Of the wallet.
Another wallet.
Oh.
And inside this wallet, Jen, is one more wallet. This has been sitting with you the whole time. Inside here, there is a third wallet, but it is the final wallet. If you look inside here, Jen, open up your hand. There's a special Colm Dawson polishing cloth in there. And if you open up that polishing cloth, look inside.
How did you do that? That is amazing.
There is your €50,000 engagement ring.
Wow.
Yeah. You're worth every penny.
That's amazing.
Amazing. So, once more. Now, I know you're going to do you're going to get into a balloon, you're the leaf blower and all that kind of stuff. So maybe we can do that after the show.
We can do that outside.
Share it on social media, do something like that, because it'll be too noisy.
Yes.
But it is a big treat.
Too noisy.
How old do the kids have to be?
From 6 to 99 if they want.
Okay.
Everybody's welcome to come along.
Could we?
I'm part of the Society of Irish Magicians. Would you believe there is a magic circle in Dublin? And the Society of Irish Magicians meets secretly on the first Tuesday of every month.
Not a secret now.
So hey. There you go. Keith Barry will kick me out of the magic circle if you tell me this.
So beginning the 22nd of March, it's Easter holidays basically.
Yeah, Easter holidays. So you know the kids are off for 3 weeks over Easter.
Three?
It's a long time.
How is that?
They're getting their summer holidays early.
They are, yeah. It's a long holiday.
There's a lot of celebrations this year for 1916. So if you get tired of them for a couple of days, send them in to make the children disappear in the middle of Dublin City.
Where do they go to sign up?
Go via my website, my Facebook. We'll confirm details later today. So colmdawson.ie and Facebook Colm Dawson Magic.
Brilliant. Thanks so many for coming on, Colm. Excellent stuff.